You don't have to support abortion to be pro-choice. I'm honestly not sure how I feel, but I know what I think about the government having the right to tell women what to do with their bodies. I support a woman's right to choose because I definitely know how I feel about big government. It's like he's rooting for the virus. Less than 10% of Texas residents are vaccinated, but Greg Abbott doesn't care. He thinks masks are for babies.
Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
Let's make sure Captain COVID doesn't get another term. Visit TexasDemocrats.org and donate today. It's time to take back Washington. America has elected a new president.
To administer the presidential oath to Joseph R. Biden.
And this Tuesday, it's our chance for a clean sweep of Congress. Come on, Georgia, and choose John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock as our next senators. We voted Donald Trump out of office in part because he was putting babies in cages. But the new administration isn't doing much better. Sure, the treatment is much more humane and they've given the program a new name. The U.S. is still holding thousands of innocent children in detention.
Some children are now being held in detention centers and even tents.
Call your representatives today and tell them that the voters will judge the Biden administration on locking up kids just as harshly as we did the Trump administration. What does Donald Trump have on Lindsey Graham? In 2016, Graham was one of the president's harshest critics.
And every time I turn around, I'm being asked about Donald Trump, saying one dumb thing after another, and I'm tired of it.
But today, he's like a loyal puppy who will tolerate even the most bizarre and destructive behavior from the White House.
If you don't like me working with President Trump to make the world a better place, I don't give a
shit. It makes you wonder. Hashtag later, Lindsey, to find out how you can help run this lapdog out of office.